I think it's a big mess. I wouldn't go as far as saying it's a civil war. What I would say is that it's a country which is very displeased with its leadership. It's a country which is still, I think, 20 odd years on from the collapse of the Soviet Union, is still trying to get a grasp of what its national identity really is. A lot of people keep talking about how Ukraine is divided into the western part and the eastern part, where the west is more pro-European, if you wish, the east is more pro-Russian. I think that as a division has now almost gone away. What they are now divided about is not about who they should be supporting, Europe or Russia. It's a huge internal strife where people in the western Ukraine and in central Ukraine think that they don't like the current government and that what they're doing out there on the squares and the streets of Kyiv is a legitimate way forward. Whereas people in eastern Ukraine, people like a lot of my friends from school, people indeed like my grandfather, are thinking and saying quite openly, this is not the Ukraine we want to live in. We want to live in a very different Ukraine.
And from someone who has grown up in Ukraine, seeing these pictures and these images and the horrific images that have come out of that country and the bloodshed, how are you viewing it personally?
It's quite difficult for me. I suppose it's a lot more difficult for my colleagues who are out there at the moment. They are witnessing it firsthand. It's a city in which they all live. But even for me, and I haven't been living in Ukraine for 20 odd years, and I don't travel there very often, when I look at those pictures on the television, and when I see the squares and the streets where, in nice sunny weather, it's so nice to sit down and have a coffee, suddenly being turned into, well, quite frankly, a battlefield, it's very painful. But what's even more painful is seeing all the wounded and all the casualties being brought into hotel lobbies, into churches, into any old building they can find.
And those buildings, the churches, the hotels that are being turned into makeshift field hospitals to try and deal with what's going on, and on a nightly basis wondering what's going to happen next.
That's right, and that is the big question now. You mentioned a moment ago that they seem to have achieved a deal of some sort. But now the key question is whether or not this deal will be accepted by everybody on the protesters' side, and whether or not the government is now strong enough to control its own police force. And indeed, in the last few minutes, a group of the protesters from the Maidan, from the main anti-government rally, have come out and said they do not support this deal. So even though on paper, if you wish, it does sound like a probable way forward, there are still very big question marks over whether it can actually work.
What do you think the short-term situation might be over the next few days? With people talking about civil war as a phrase and a word, and you've clearly said you don't think it is that, where do you think we're going with this? Will a deal hold? Will the war become a reality?
It is, of course, the million-dollar question, as they say. 3 or 4 days ago, I was in a BBC meeting and I was asked the exact same question. And I said, at the time, I said, I think it'll all be about politics, and I'll eat my hat if it isn't all about politics. Sadly, I don't have a hat, so I have nothing to eat. But I think it's a question which, in all seriousness, I don't think anybody can answer that. Because it's so fragile and it's so unstable that what seems to be a possible way forward to you and me now this afternoon may be completely disproven and may be completely out of the window come Saturday, Sunday.
And your relatives, how are they feeling about what's happening on their streets in their town centre?
Oh, it's massively divided. I mean, my relatives live in eastern Ukraine in a place called Kharkiv, which is about 40 miles from the Russian border, so the same distance as from Tunbridge Wells to London, if you wish. And if you look at what they're saying, my friends from school, what they're saying on their Facebook pages, it's virtually split down the middle. You have people who are saying, let's all go out to Kyiv, let's support the anti-government protesters on the one side, as it were. And on the other side, you have people who went to exactly the same class at school as those people and as myself, saying, let the tanks roll in and crush them all. It's very painful, it's very divided, and frankly, I think it's very hard to see, certainly in the short term, it's very hard to see a way forward in terms of national reconciliation and them all pulling together.